Cain and Abel, Chapter 4, Genesis 4. A young man is sitting on the grass in the center of an open field. A flock of sheep is grazing nearby, and he is taking care of them. He must watch that they do not walk too far away. When a sheep wanders too far away, he rises and chases it back to the fold. The sheep must not wander away, for a lion may come and devour it. A little further, we see another young man who is very busy working. He has planted some seeds, probably wheat or oats, and he may have planted a vineyard too. He is now busy pulling the weeds, the thorns, and the thistles out of the ground. From time to time he stops to wipe the sweat from his forehead. Sometimes he takes a little rest. He looks around and sees the blue heaven where small clouds are floating, the trees nearby, and the sheep in the distance. He stoops again and continues to work industriously. Who are these two men? Who is the shepherd who is lying on the grass and has it so easy? And who is the farmer who is working so hard? You remember that Adam and Eve were driven out of the beautiful paradise as a punishment for their disobedience. If only they had not listened to the devil. If only they had not eaten of the forbidden tree, and if only they had listened to the Lord. If, too late, they did transgress the command of the Lord, and now they are suffering the punishment. Adam and Eve were surely grieved. Certainly they knew that the Lord had forgiven them their sins. They knew and believed that one day the Lord Jesus would come for them, and that Christ would bear the punishment in their place. But still, if they thought back to the time when they had daily communion with God and the terrible consequence of sin, then they were sad. Adam must now work the entire day, from early morning until late at night. When he came home at night, he was tired, so very tired. His back ached from stooping, for he had to pull out those troublesome thorny weeds. His hands were full of scratches from the sharp thorns. He would then remember the time when he was still living in paradise, when he was not tired, when he had no pain, for then he didn't know what pain was. Do you know what was worst of all for him? He realized it was his own fault that he must now work so hard. It wasn't very long before Adam and Eve received children. They named their first son Cain, and when Cain's brother was born, they called him Abel. Now Eve was busy too, and she must take care of her children. When the little boys learned to walk, Eve had to watch that they did not run away and that they didn't have an accident. When they were brought to their beds at night and were sound asleep, Eve also was tired, so tired. Then she too remembered the time when she still lived in paradise, and she was sad. Adam and Eve would talk about this while sitting together outside before going inside to retire for the night. Both would be grieved because they had sinned against the Lord. But when they thought about what God had promised concerning the Savior who would save them, then gladness would fill their hearts. Their children grew bigger and learned to talk. Adam and Eve told their children, Cain and Abel, everything that had happened. They showed them where paradise was situated. Perhaps Cain and Abel saw the angels with the flaming sword standing there. Adam and Eve also told their children that it was not the Lord's fault they could no longer live in paradise, but it was because of their own guilt. They told them of the promise and taught them to always ask the Lord to forgive their sins whenever they were naughty or wicked. Abel, the younger brother of Cain, would listen attentively, but Cain thought more about playing. When the boys grew older, they also had to work. Didn't these boys have to go to school? Why, no. There were no schools as yet. Cain became a farmer. He first dug up the ground, probably using only a piece of wood because they had no shovels or plows. After the ground was loosened, he began to sow and plant. Abel, the younger brother, became a shepherd. All day he took care of a flock of sheep. He watched that the lions and tigers did not come to eat the sheep. Didn't sin make a great change in everything? Cain was the older, the taller, and the stronger boy. Abel, who was younger, was not so strong. At night, when they went to bed, they both bent their knees. Do you also do that, children? Abel asked the Lord to forgive him all the evil which he had committed that day. Cain also prayed, but he was always finished first. He thought more about his fields and his fruits. Adam and Eve also told Cain and Abel that one day the Lord Jesus would come to bear the punishment of sin for all his people, that he would forgive the sins of his people, and that he would deliver them from all their guilt. Then Abel would long for the time to come when he would be delivered from all sins. Abel was grieved because of them. He found that he continually would do wrong things. He didn't want to. Still, again and again, he sinned. Abel felt that he offended God by his sins. He would then beg the Lord to give him a new heart. This did not trouble Cain. The sheep of Abel had lambs. These lambs grew big, and Abel's flock increased more and more. Cain planted a vineyard where grapes grew, and when the grapes were ripe, Cain picked them and ate them. Probably Abel could have a taste of them too. One day Cain and Abel brought an offering unto the Lord. They went into the fields and looked for large stones. These they neatly laid next to one another and on top of one another, so that a sort of table was formed. They called that an altar. Then they took dead branches of trees and laid them on top of the altar. After this, Cain took a handful of fruit from his garden and laid them neatly on top of the dead branches. Abel walked to his sheep and found the best and finest looking one he had to give to the Lord. He stabbed this nice sheep so that it died, and laid it on top of the altar. After that, Cain and Abel set fire to their offerings. The Lord accepted Abel and his offering, but Cain and his offering he did not accept. Both these men noticed this. Abel felt in his soul that the Lord had accepted his offering. Cain noticed that his offering had been rejected. But why did the Lord accept the offering of Abel and not the offering of Cain? Well, the Lord saw that Abel did it uprightly, for the Lord had given Abel a new heart. The Lord took Abel from death and made him alive. Abel sinned often against the Lord, and he was grieved because of it. He asked the Lord to forgive him all his sins. Abel believed that the Lord Jesus would pay for his sins. Abel acknowledged that he really should die for his sins. Therefore, Abel took a sheep and stabbed it to death. With that, he would say, "Lord, I really must die. But now this animal died in my place." That sheep points to the Lord Jesus, who one day would die so that Abel would live eternally in heaven with the Lord. Cain also brought an offering. Cain also did wicked things. He sinned too, but Cain did not grieve about it. Cain did not ask the Lord to forgive him all his sins. Cain did not believe that the Lord Jesus would come and die for his sins. He did not need the Lord. Cain would not acknowledge that he really must die, and therefore he did not offer a sheep. He only gave the Lord some fruits. That was good enough, he thought. With that, the Lord should be satisfied. For that reason, the Lord accepted the offering of Abel, but not the offering of Cain. When Cain saw that his offering was rejected, he became angry. Angry with his brother, Abel. Still, it was not Abel's fault. Cain became so angry that he could not sleep at night, and he had no appetite for his food. He became pale and thin, and he would not even speak to his brother. The Lord saw this and warned Cain. "Listen to the voice of the Lord. Cain, why can't you sleep nights? Why are you getting so thin? So you are angry with Abel, because I have accepted Abel and his offering and have rejected yours. But that is your own fault, Cain. You did not do it with your whole heart." Cain was angry with the Lord too, and he would not listen. One time when Cain and Abel were in the field, Cain began to quarrel with Abel. "Oh, look, how terrible!" Cain began to fight with Abel and threw him on the ground. Cain then hit his brother Abel so hard that he killed him. Abel lay full length upon the ground, and his blood dyed the ground red. Then Cain ran away, leaving his brother lying on the ground. The Lord saw it all and asked Cain, "Where is your brother?" "I do not know," answered Cain. "Must I take care of Abel?" This was an impudent answer from Cain, and besides, he also lied to the Lord. He knew where Abel was, for he had murdered him. Do you also lie sometimes? You are not allowed to do that. The Lord hears it, and thereby we sin against him. The Lord always knows the truth. Also here, the Lord knew that Cain lied. Listen, "No, Cain," God said, "you do know where your brother is, for you have slain him. I saw it. The blood of your brother has dyed the ground red." Then Cain received a heavy punishment. From that time on, he was to be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. He must work hard, but the ground would not henceforth yield unto him her strength. Yes, now Cain realized that the Lord knows everything, also this, that he had slain Abel. But with Cain there was no repentance. No, he only was afraid of the punishment. When you have done something wicked, children, then many times you are afraid that you will be sent to bed early, or that you will receive a good spanking. But most always you have no sorrow because of your wickedness. Is it ever any different? This was the case with Cain. He was afraid and that he also would be slain. "No," the Lord then said, "you shall not be slain. I shall punish you myself later." Then Cain fled far away from his father and mother, because he did not dare to go home any more. That night, Adam was already home a long time. Cain and Abel still had not come home, and it was getting dark. Adam and Eve were worried. Together they went seeking. They found Abel slain in the field, and Cain was nowhere to be found. Together they carried the body of their child to their home. Oh, how sad they were! And the sisters of Abel also were sad. That was a sorrowful night for Adam and Eve. The following day, Adam buried his child. But Abel's soul had gone to heaven. For Abel, it was not so bad that he was murdered, because now he would never more do any evil. He is now privileged to be forever with the Lord in heaven. If you are regenerated by the Lord, it won't be bad for you either when you come to die, for then you will enter into heaven. But if you die in an unregenerated state, then it will be very bad, for then you shall be lost forever. Do you also bend your knees often to ask the Lord to forgive you all your sins? Abel often did this, sometimes even in the middle of the fields when no one saw him but God alone.